Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to talk about creating better presentations in 7 steps. Things that you can do publicly when you make a presentation to a group or a person. Here's some ideas that probably make your experience go a little bit better. We're going to take a break for a moment. We'll be back in about less than 1 minute. And you listen to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Thank you for listening. Be back in 1 moment. Well, you're welcome back to the Core Business Show. Today, we're talking about creating better presentations in 7 steps. Again, better presentations in 7 simple steps. And here's some things you can do. I'm going to name them off, and I'm going to try to post this to blog.applecapitalgroup later today for you. So, to begin with, a lot of people are afraid to make presentations, but one thing a great speaker always...
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
Okay, we had a little error there. But anyway, one thing someone always said is make sure that you keep your presentation simple. Simple is better than complicated. If it's complicated, doesn't mean you're trying to... It's not as legitimate. It's harder unless you're talking to engineers. But even with engineers, they want the meat and potatoes as well. They want to keep it simple. They already understand the lingo, but just keep it simple. And just think that you're talking to someone right in front of you, and it's a one-on-one conversation. Even if it's a group of 2 people or 10 people of your colleagues, or it can be as many as 30,000. So here are some things you really want to keep it. You want to keep your short, memorable, and forceful. Short, memorable, and forceful. I mean, it should last no more than 20 minutes. 15 the better. The shorter the better. It shouldn't be no more than probably whatever slides that you can get in that particular time. Not a whole lot of slides. Maybe 20 very good slides. Slides if you're doing a PowerPoint presentation. So you want to make sure it's large font so your audience can see it. Visibility is very important, so you want to make sure it looks good. Make sure everything is spelled correctly. Make sure that it looks like it makes sense. Be concise and direct with your message as possible. Okay? Concise and direct. Okay? That's number one. The next one is the visualization is very important. Now, keep your bullets nice and big. Keep the if you have photography in there or pictures to get people into the experience. If you're talking about a dream vacation, bring us to a beach. Give us a vision what that your presentation is about. Tell a story or get us to a joke that is very simple and quick and forward to get us, usher us into your experience. You want to bring the person into your world, bring them to your imagination, to your head, and that's a good presentation. The visualization is very important as well. Clip art colors are very important. And look at color charts. What colors will get certain reactions? What red does to people, what blue does to people, what green does to people, and sequence that in your presentation. Hook words. Now, we remember probably 20 years ago, Johnny Cochran made this comment. I'm just going to use it because it's what people remember. with O.J. Simpson trial. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Think of things like that as a catchy phrase. It might be funny, but it's catchy that they're with you. Okay, they're listening, they're with you. Keep that in between. In a play that I've been doing for many years for Christmas for my church, and I have one little bit line, and it wasn't really intentional, but it ended up being a bridge of a break of a story that's only from the Nativity of Christ. It's only really 10 minutes long with five Christmas carols, and it's the Gospel of Luke. It's not very long whatsoever, but it's effective. One line I took and made it for Caesar, and Caesar has all the world should be taxed. Those little four little words resonate with people because it gave them some laughter and the break between the presentation. And then that tells you people are listening and they get it. I mean, if they walk away anything else, that one little kid that says, and all the world should be taxed, they think it's funny. But it was actually written by accident because I had an extra character, older kid, and I needed for something for him to do. Say, hey, why don't you play Caesar? And I can get a couple of other people to play guards. And they look well, dress well, and he had one word to say. And they don't remember anything else, but they remember Caesar. So it's kind of those little phrases makes a difference. Hook words makes a difference. If there's a lot of industry lingo, complex, the person is really not insecure in giving that presentation. So keep the complexity less. Also, create a memorable moment. You've given them into that experience. You're showing them that experience. Think of Steve Jobs, how he brings people in. He talks to them, and he makes them feel that you're the most important person there as he's talking to you. So get that emotional commitment. Get that storyline going. And once you get good at it, just keep that same flow going. Because if you perfect one little presentation, and you model that, it will carry you for the same model every single time. And that's what happened with Steve Jobs. He perfected his presentation, how he gonna make things presented. And we look forward to the same presentation every single time, even though it was different. But he did the same thing. We came to the expectation, he perfected it, and it worked. So do the same format like he did. Okay, establish an emotional connection with your client or your customer. Use real numbers and statistics. Don't go off the end regarding these numbers. Make sure the numbers are truthful. Maybe give them a high, medium, and low. So, hey, maybe this is the best, this is the least, this is what would be in the middle. At least the expectation can slide in between that they know this is the highest, this is the lowest, but it's not unrealistic. But don't abuse the numbers. Just make sure that they're accurate and they really make sense. Show the real benefits of your product and service if you make a presentation. What is the real benefit? What the benefit of them not having it? So talk that in as well. Show them the benefit. Bring them into that world of visibility. Bring it to them. Let them see the benefits they will get out of it. So if we kind of recap real quick, the steps are short, memorable, and forceful. Okay. The next one, be clear and direct with your message as possible. Okay, the next one is create visual presentations. Okay, bring them to the experience you want them to be in. The next one, use hooky words. Yes, no. If a glove don't fit, you must acquit. If you have a one-liner, make sure that one-liner works. Okay, and test it on some people. Create a memorable moment. Part of the experience, bring something that's memorable from them. Give them an experience that they can use to their presentation. It might take hours to do that. Sometime that certain presentation, we had to take hours, and we use the same format over and over. Use numbers that's realistic, and statistics numbers are realistic. Do not kind of pick them out of your back pocket and just throw them against the wall and think they're going to stick. Show the real benefit of your products and service. Let them see what they're going to get. And again, I will post this later today, these slides, and I hope you got something out of this little presentation. And again, what you want to do is make a model, and maybe you want to videotape yourself, and maybe you want to videotape yourself with a group of people you don't know, and perfect the presentation as well. And once you get a format that works, stick with it, and go from there. But outside of that, I decided to create a better presentation in 7 steps. So again, thank you for listening. I'm Tim J.K., your host. We broadcast daily now from noon to 1 Central Time. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, go feel free to email me at info@thecorebusinessshow.com. Thank you all for listening. I'm Tim J.K., your host. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.